Hello?
Ah, yes. Good afternoon, Alex.
Yeah?
Yeah, good to speak to you, Alex. My name is Ed Dawson. Alex, I was calling with Synergy Capital. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very well. I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. I was just calling to introduce ourselves to you. Alex, we are a private equity direct lending firm. I was giving you a call to see if you currently were making either daily or weekly payments to a lender on a business loan.
Yeah.
I hope the money's working out for you. Let me ask you this, Alex. Could you use either additional money or maybe have your payments lowered 10% to 15%?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Well, with that being stated, how much, I assume that you could use your payments lowered, but could you use additional money on top of that as well?
Definitely, yes. It's very important.
Okay. How much could you use?
Definitely at least a few thousand.
Okay. And as far as the time period, just to give you a heads up, we can get you the money by, today being Tuesday, by as early as Wednesday afternoon, by tomorrow afternoon. But as far as your time schedule, how soon could you use the money?
As soon as possible. Just out of curiosity, do you track what the money is used for, or am I free to use it wherever it's necessary?
Yeah, it's as far as the use, it's unrestricted, okay? Though I won't tell you to go to Vegas and put everything on black on the roulette wheel, all right? But we will never know.
I definitely won't be doing that. I'm finally going to get rid of Mrs. Crabley and her damn parakeet. She's my next-door neighbor. I've been wanting to do her in for years. And now I can hire myself a hitman.
Well, we're not going that far, all right?
But I definitely want to get rid of Mrs. Crabley. I mean, that lady is a total bitch. You know, she's got her parakeet that's always making this loud screeching noise and keeping me up late at night, and I want to get her good. I'm thinking I thought about throwing her into the lake, but there's snow on the ground now, and I can't leave the evidence with the tire tracks and footprints. So.
How about this? Okay. How about this? You use the funding to make money for your business and buy yourself a new house. That way you can move away from Mrs. Crabtree. You don't even have to deal with those smelly cats anymore.
It's Crab. Her name is Crabley, and I really would rather just see her gone. She's just been a nuisance for so long. It's just, I want to get her gone, but I want to be able to enjoy my life. So I'm going to get myself a hitman. How much money do you think that would take?
I can't even speculate, okay? I'm from New York, all right? If you don't like anybody here, you do the job yourself.
All right. So you know somebody who has experience then?
Well, I wouldn't say experience, all right, but they're all in the a state-sponsored hotel, pretty much, if you understand, if you can read between the lines. But, you know, I'm in a city where there's 8.5 million people right now. So if you can. It's not as liberal as you think, all right? You can't get your hands on a gun out here, and you can't do what you need to do. But I digress, though. I digress. I mean, if you have a loan out there, Alex, and you can use additional money to have your business grow, we are your guys for that. You know, there really is nobody else that offers better terms as far as or more money. So if you can use the money for your business or, you know, even to take out Ms. Crabley, we can provide that for you.
All right, that sounds good. Now, do you have any recommendations of somebody that I could hire for a hitman?
Nope. Okay. You're down in NC, all right? So I can't comment on anybody. You know, you're down in Tar Heel State. I'm in the Empire State, all right? So it is maybe about a 5-6 hour drive, but I don't know anybody that knows the Charlotte area or Greenville or, you know, any of the surrounding areas, wherever you may be, Durham, wherever you may be, okay? No one I know is familiar with those areas.
All right. Now, if I were to try to get her myself, is there a weapon of choice that you think I should go with? Like, should I get with, like, just a regular hand pistol or hunting rifle, or should I get more exotic, like maybe an automatic something?
See, now, seriously, you are in NC. I'm in New York City. You can't use a hunting rifle or anything like that. You can't run down a block with one of those things. New York handgun of choice is the 9mm.
Yeah,
All right. You may live in a part of the state where you can hunt,
though.
It's
not legal to take out your neighbor either, but I think we passed that a long time ago at this point.
But what I'm saying is, you, as far as on my end, you're asking me, and I can't tell you what's good for here up in the city may not be good down there, as far as down in the Tar Heel spot, you know. My neighbor literally is about 3 feet away from me in the next apartment over, so I can shoot through my wall and get them if I wanted to. You may not have that luxury. You know, you are out in a more rural area. Your neighbor might be, you know, 300 feet away from you.
Well,
you know, so I can't comment
close
on.
Enough,
you know?
I can hear that damn bird screeching all night long.
Well, maybe you should purchase a cat. Throw the cat in there. That way the cat can handle the bird.
That would be cruel to the cat. I wouldn't.
Oh, no. It'd be delicious to the cat, all right?
Oh,
You're thinking the wrong way here.
The cat would enjoy the bird, but that.
Yeah.
Mrs. Crabley is just so obnoxious. I don't know if I could put the cat through that. That's like murdering a cat. You've never heard Mrs. Crabley. She's awful. Anyway, well, about how much do you. I know you said you don't know the pricing, because I guess the price of a hitman is different. From state to state, it sounds like. But how much funding do you think I would need, and do you think you could hook me up with enough of it? Oh. Damn. Guess I'm not killing Mrs. Crabley today.